when you wrote it, were you trying to write a book about, you know, opioid addiction and poverty? Was that the goal? Was that something that you were thinking about as you were writing it?
Kind of. I wanted to write about addiction, and as I said before, I really wanted to write about addiction in girls. I think that people in general, people don't like to see girls doing ugly things. They don't like to see girls drinking too much. They don't like to see girls hurting themselves. And yet, girls do those things, and they're shameful, like secrets, and we don't talk about them, and or we look really, like we judge them, like terribly. And I think that there's an idea in American culture that girls are... there's something attractive about like a wild girl, but as long as her wildness doesn't get like too sloppy. And I wanted to write into that space, like that's a really toxic idea that I felt kind of hovering over my adolescence. And then in terms of poverty or the idea of class, there is a lot of class difference in Northern Michigan, whether you see it or not, between the summer people and the locals, and then different levels of class within the year-round residents, the kind of crazy money that comes in and then leaves. And for me, that was a really interesting aspect of what it is, what it's like here.
There are moments where you kind of step back from what's happening, and there are a couple of great lines about statistics, looking at the characters as pieces of whether it's getting the bridge card and being in poverty, or you know, becoming addicted to opioids. And there's a great anecdote about that Marlena talks about, the people stuck in the going in the line because there's a one doctor that if you give the right symptoms, mm-hmm. he'll give you a prescription. Was there any sense for trying to give that taste of kind of broader Michigan and what was happening at the time?
Yeah, I was. I did a little bit of research into kind of how the opioid epidemic has spread across the Midwest. And I was thinking a little bit about kind of some of that economic stuff too. Also just like the differences between being like poor, working poor, or just broke. I think of Kat's family as more like they're in like a hard time, but it's not the kind of like systemic thing that they can't get out of the way that Marlena's family is trapped in. I was interested in things like, how does the bureaucracy of like food stamps prevent some families from getting them and other families? Like, you have to have a certain amount of like wherewithal to like go through the process of getting food stamps. So how does that keep certain people out? And I don't know. Yeah, so I guess I was interested in all of that stuff.
This is a good time to ask. There's a great line towards the beginning that talks about privilege as a kind of bulletproof vest. Mm-hmm. And then later on, as Kat's beginning to kind of make sense of why she was able to get out, there's a great moment where she's looking at her mother and realizing how relatively put together this woman is, mm-hmm. and how much having someone who was supportive to a degree, yeah. Helped her get out of that. Maybe talk about why some people are able to break those cycles and get out and others aren't.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, to kind of apply any of this to everyone's circumstance is so unique, but I do think in the context of this world and these girls, like Kat's mother made all the difference. Kat knows that no matter how hard she falls, someone's going to be there to pick her up. And Marlena feels like she has to help her brother and help her, like there's no one for her to fall back on except for maybe Kat. But by the time they become friends, it's probably already sort of too late.